the MMA Ground and Pound show here. First of all, the MMA Ground and Pound show. Giancarlo has been all over this. Tomorrow, a big, big Bellator event. Bellator 263, right, Giancarlo?
Yeah, 263.
All right. And it's not in your usual Mohican Sun, right?
Yeah, they're going to the Forum in LA. So this is their first event outside that bubble atmosphere on the state side of things. So big one for the promotion there.
All right, let's quickly get to the matches here. Let's talk about undefeated Chris Gonzalez versus, you want to pronounce this guy's name? I don't want to butcher it.
Yeah, I think it's Goiti Yamauchi. I'll say Yamauchi. If it's not, I apologize, but Goiti Yamauchi is a top five ranked lightweight. So this is a huge step up for Chris Gonzalez coming into this.
All right, who's your pick?
Like, I know Yamauchi, like, for jiu-jitsu wise, that's where he's going to go to. But you know what? I'm going to go with the upset here. I'll go Chris Gonzalez. His wrestling, I think, will be the game changer in this one. I think this is going to be a huge win for him. This is a huge step up. He beat Roger Huerta last time. It was a dominant win. That was a veteran of the sport. Big step up at that time. If he can beat a top five in this fight, I think wouldn't rule out maybe a fight with Patricky Pitbull or even somebody like a Peter Queeley next. So this is a big one for Gonzalez if he gets it done here.
All right. So there you go. That's your pick. Then Brett Primus versus, you want to pronounce this guy's name?
Yeah. So they got Islam Mamadov, who is apparently a feared opponent there. This one, I know a lot of people are looking at Brett Primus. He beat Michael Chandler that time with when his foot gave out on him, but even though he's a former champ, I'm still going to go with the newcomer here, Islam Mamadov. I think this is going to be a fight where he makes a statement in Bellator and he kind of introduces himself to the new promotion. So I got him winning by decision.
All right. By decision. All right. So this one should be not bad to pronounce. Manny Muro against Islam Nurmagomedov. Go ahead.
Yeah, so this is like a combination between Kamaru Usman and Khabib Nurmagomedov. He fights like it too, like he's a combination there. But just that last name alone, you know what he's going to bring in this fight. I think he's going to dominate this. I think their original opponent for Nurmagomedov had to pull out of the fight, so unfortunate for him. But this is going to be a fight that Nurmagomedov, I think, wins. And then after the original fight they had booked, they're just going to run it back a few months from now and probably Russia.
All right, so the featherweight co-main event, and you had a chance to exclusively interview this guy, Manuel Sanchez. You could hear it on the Fired Up Network and watch it here on other previous shows, plus Giancarlo's YouTube. Manuel Sanchez versus Mads Burnell. Sanchez 20-5, and his opponent 15-3. Who you got in this one?
Yeah, and I was kind of surprised that they announced this one because Mads Brunelli's ranked eighth in this, and his other fights were on the prelim, I think mostly for the European market. So he's fighting a guy like Emmanuel Sanchez, who's ranked two. He just fought Patricio Pitbull, lost in that Grand Prix, but I think Emmanuel Sanchez should have been fighting somebody ranked three or four. Like, I think if he has more to lose in this, but I think he's just going to take that into this fight. I think he wins, and his next fight, unfortunately, they already announced Bellator that there's a title eliminator with JJ Wilson and Piccolotti in the next one. So he's going to have to wait out a while, but who knows, maybe AJ McKee, Pitbull, whatever happens there, one of them vacate the title after, and Manuel Sanchez will see himself fight for the title.
All right. And then in the main event of the evening, this is the featherweight World Grand Prix. This is a barn burner. All right. Patricio Pitbull up against AJ McKee. They're going to be fired up in this one. Go ahead.
Yeah, this one is one that a lot of people are going to look at AJ McKee to see if he's really that good or if Patricio Pitbull is just going to take away the hype. AJ McKee going into this, he has a lot to be hyped out about, that he can get this done. And he's confident, undefeated. He ran right through this whole Grand Prix. Pitbull is the best fighter in Bellator's history. He even beat Michael Chandler there for that lightweight title. He's a two-division champ. I think AJ McKee is going to shock everyone here. I think he wins this fight, and then he goes up and challenges for the lightweight title. So I think this is a one and done. He's going to win the title, and he's already beating a lot of other guys at featherweight. He'll probably vacate the title.
Wow. So that's very, very big there. Don't forget, It's this Saturday, July 31st, from Inglewood, California, Los Angeles. This is a very big, big card for Bellator. Also, next card is, they keep coming up with these big cards, Friday, August 13th, and from Mohican Sun. You love this guy, Musasi. He's in the main event there, so Bellator really putting on great shows, and we're going to be all over this, right, Giancarlo? We'll be all over it. Giancarlo will get some interviews and all that, and we're going to be all over it. Saturday.
And Korshkov's on that card.
Korshkov! You mean the former Maple Leaf player or what? Never mind.